Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At the stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney posts up in the bleachers.
You're off, Kirby! Yeah.
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
Total Request Thursday. You pick the songs at 410-583-1057. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. He's going to play them for you. And now you can start getting your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. That reveal will be coming up in a couple of hours or so. Stay tuned. Orioles win last night, 7-0 over the Nats. Now off to Chicago, taking on the White Sox. Four-game series, 8-10 first pitch. We'll get you covered here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Me and Jim Hunter starting at 6. Ravens, rough day for the organization with a couple of tragic passings, both unexpected and both way premature. Talk about those subjects and more. Our Orioles and Ravens reporter here on the Fan, Cordell Woodland. Cordell, good morning. Thanks for joining us as always.
No problem, guys. What's going on?
A little of this, a little of that. We'll start with the Orioles first, and a win's a win. We'll take it however you can get it. But Vinny and I were talking in the opening of the show. It's like one night you're 0 for 4 4Ks, looking overmatched, swinging at things that weren't really in your strike zone, and then the next night, 4 at-bats, you hit for the cycle and help your team charge away for a much-needed win. But Austin Hayes hits for that cycle, as you know, because you're in the clubhouse. He's a very much-respected and well-liked player on this team. And Brandon Hyde sounded like a real proud papa after the game.
Oh, yeah, he did. He was very, very proud of what Austin Hayes was able to do last night. Very proud of his team. Tyler Wells goes out there, pitches a really good game. I'm doubling down on Tyler Wells being the best starting pitcher in this rotation and showing that every time he gets to go out there. I think he's been getting better and better with each start. Last night was one of the best that I've seen him all year. Austin Hayes, I mean, what can you say? The guy goes for a cycle in his first 4 at-bats. Part of my thinking was the reason they came back after the first rain delay was to let Austin Hayes get that cycle, and it worked. I mean, and then Trey Mancini gets the homer after that. Just, you kind of mentioned it, Bob, you know, one day they can be ice cold like they were on Tuesday, and then last night everybody's hitting, and I kind of talked to Austin Hayes and Ryan Mountcastle about that, just about how this lineup is seamlessly tied at the hip, good or bad. You know, when somebody's doing good, they're all doing good. And when the lineup is bad, everybody's bad. So you just got to take it how it comes. But yesterday was a great day for the Orioles, great day for Austin Hayes. Definitely a staple game. He called it the best game of his career, and it was easily that.
Now we go into tonight's opener against Chicago. Dean Kramer scheduled for the Birds, who's pitched well in his 3 outings coming back from the minor leagues. Outstanding last Friday in a no decision. Turned out to be an Orioles win. But we go back to Sunday. They were off Monday. Lyles gave them 6-plus, and then Aiken. And then last night it was Wells and Vespi. So if Dean Kramer gets in any distress, it looks like Brandon Hyde, Cordell's got every bullpen arm he needs at his disposal this evening to get that series opener.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's definitely got a well-rested bullpen, so to speak. Now, the catch will be not getting too excited about it, because you know, you look ahead to Saturday, there's still no starter name where it's someone that'll probably be a bullpen game. So while they're well-rested today going into tonight's game, they still, I'm sure Brandon Hyde is looking towards Saturday like, okay, I can't really stress them too much, but it's good for them to have some, you know, have a fully rested bullpen going to Chicago for game one. For sure, Dean Kramer's been great since he's come back. Really pleasant surprise. Honestly, I thought coming into this year, this was the start of the season would be a make or break year for Dean Kramer because he, you know, was honestly so bad last year. But, you know, he started off this year with an injury, and ever since he's come back, he's been a different guy. He's pretty much fit right in to what this pitching staff has been doing for the most part of this year outside of the starting pitching. But, you know, Dean Kramer's been carrying his weight, and I think that they're going to need another quality start from him tonight just so that they don't necessarily have to reach into that into the deep part of their bullpen tonight before they get to Saturday.
Cordell Woodland joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, Cordell, I got a question about the Orioles. Now, because, you know, two rain delays or whatever, late night, you know, getting to Chicago, I'm sure they got there extremely late, you know, and they have a game today. Now, is that the type of thing where maybe Dean Kramer flies over during the day, you know, because, you know, he's not going to pitch at all in the game and knowing that the weather may be, and, you know, if they get in at 3 o'clock in the morning and that's your starting pitcher for that night.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the point. That's definitely a possibility, but I don't think he ended up flying out. I saw him in the clubhouse yesterday, at least pregame. I didn't notice him postgame. He may have been there, but we were, you know, just trying to grab who we can grab and get out of there after having two rain delays that equaled up to almost 2 hours. But, yeah, I definitely saw him in the clubhouse yesterday. I think Dane will be ready to go. And even as far as this team, you know, they did get to have a late flight last night after two rain delays. But it's almost like having a night game and then an early day game, so to speak, considering how late they got out. And I've talked to Trey Mancini to kind of see how he feels about having the late game and then the early game the next day. And he talked about how he embraces it. He likes it, being able to just pick up a go, especially if they're coming off a loss. Granted, they're coming off a win last night, but it was a great win. So he said that he likes to do it coming off a loss because it helps them get back out there and get that loss out of their mind quickly. But coming off of a big win last night and everybody pretty much had the bats going, this is a chance for them to go into today with that momentum carried over with not much time to really, you know, lose their mind over. They got to pretty much go back out there considering their late flight yesterday.
Hey, Cordell, you have any, you know, because you've covered the Ravens and stuff, you have any memories of Jalen Ferguson that, you know, I mean, because we were just out there, you know, I mean, we saw him Wednesday and Thursday last week. Do you have any memories and like how shocked at you when you heard it yesterday morning?
Well, I mean, the memories will just be the work he's been putting in, man. You saw a different body type of Jalen Ferguson this year. He was slimmer, for sure. He came in there knowing the task at hand. Look, everybody's been asking the same question about this Ravens team, and it's been about the pass rush. And a lot of their pass rushers that they're going to depend on right now are hurt. And Jalen Ferguson was one of the guys coming into camp that they were going to depend on, and you could see it coming into OTAs that he knew the load that he was going to have to carry earlier in this season. And I thought it was something that he was looking forward to. He was out there putting in work, and he flashed a couple of times to me in camp in this early part. And, man, I woke up to the news yesterday. It completely caught me off guard, It's an incredibly sad situation to leave behind three children. I mean, he's 26 years old. There's no good way to really say it. I mean, it's so sad, so unfortunate. And then to double down with Goose coming later on in the day, it was just such a terrible day for the Ravens flock. Me growing up in Washington, I kind of have some experience with this with Sean Taylor passing, and it's not any good experience at all. But I remember, you know, when Sean Taylor passed, I went to bed thinking it was going to be okay, and then we woke up the next day and he was gone, and That was the first time I think I actually cried about an athlete passing. That really hurt me. Yesterday, I know that was a lot to take in for Ravens Nation, man, but definitely believe that we're all feeling it.
Well said, Cordell Woodland, Orioles Ravens reporter here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell, enjoy the rest of your total request Thursday.
Thanks, Cordell.
Yes, sir. I'll talk to you guys.
You got it. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Whip around what's going on in the world of sports a lot.
Yeah.
And if you're a Tampa Bay Lightning fan, it's not good. And we'll elaborate when we return. And then Charlie Goldsmith returns to the show, covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer. They're the team. They're the defending AFC champions. Are they up to the task? Has the rubber chicken weighed them down in this offseason? We'll talk about that and more here on this Total Request Thursday.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around. Today's biggest headlines. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is Whip Around time on this Total Request Thursday. Stanley Cup Finals. Game 4 down in Tampa. Lightning try to even things up at 2 games apiece. It gets into overtime, and then this happened.
Here's the quick counterattack. It's Padre back in action, denied by Vasilevsky. Oh, what a play! Colorado thinks this is in. I think it is in. We are looking for the signal from the officials. They're going to take a look at the replay for sure. They think they have won the game.
And they did.
Yep.
Nazem Kadri, who had been out for a while, who had thumb surgery, and he comes back. The puck bounces off of Vasilevsky, goes into the top of the goal, kind of sticks there.
Yeah.
So everyone kind of confused for a second, but the goal did count. 3-2 was your final score in overtime. Colorado now up 3-1. But, Vinny, there was controversy on that goal.
Yeah,
because,
there was six
17
men on the
guy
ice.
Guys on the ice. At
yeah,
the
there was six men on the ice. You know, that was the and they got a picture of it. I mean, it's plain as day, but they didn't call any penalties at all. Now during that game, I mean, Bob, Colorado kind of took over that game in the third period. You know, probably midway through the second, third, and the overtime, Colorado kind of dominated that first period. I mean, Tampa was kicking butt. You know, goaltending, you know, Colorado got good goaltending, you know, and I want to say the shots were like 13-3 scoring chances, I think, in the first period. So, I mean, Tampa had some chances and they kind of, Tampa's kind of beat up right now, and you know, and Colorado with Kadri coming back. I mean, they're getting healthier, and now they got to go back to Colorado. It's going to be a tough deal for Tampa, I think.
Yeah, Friday night faceoff or puck drop, excuse me, at 8:00. And as Allison Chains wrote way back when, 1992, down in a hole for the two-time defending Tampa Bay Lightning, and Colorado will look to close it out and win their first Stanley Cup in over 20 years. NBA draft is tonight in New York. Picks top 5 in order. Orlando number 1. OKC number 2. Houston Rockets number 3. Sacramento Kings number 4. And the Pistons come in at number 5. The Wiz have the 10th pick in the draft. And we'll talk about the draft later on the show with Mike Harmon. Jonathan Givony, from ESPN.com. His mock. Jabari Smith, number 1 to Orlando, yeah. Auburn. Chet Holmgren, number 2 to the Thunder. Paolo Banchero from Duke, number 3 to Houston. Jaden Ivey, Purdue to Sacramento at 4. And then Keegan Murray, the Big Ten's leading scorer, number 5 to Detroit. And Sacramento, look, they had that run with Bibby and Weber and Vlade and Stojakovic, where they were making the Lakers sweat in the Western Conference Finals every year.
I was living out there then.
But they cratered big time. They almost moved to Seattle, which they probably should have done. That, to me, and look, they've got De'Aaron Fox. They just traded for Sabonis. I mean, they've got some talent out there. They just hired Mike Brown because Luke Walton got cundiff during the season. But that, to me, it would be like getting drafted by, like, the Rockies in baseball. for the Lions in football. It's like you're going to Siberia.
Yeah.
I mean, you're out west. You usually stink. You're never on television unless you're looking to watch the Kings.
It'd be like Jacksonville.
Right. It's just like, oh, man, really? And you get Jaden Ivey has already kind of hinted that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll go if I have to. But
right.
Keegan Murray's like, oh, I can't wait to get in if they pick me. But that's what could happen. By the way, the Wiz, according to Gavoni, would go with Johnny Davis.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, Big Ten Player of the Year. Yeah. He's a combo guard kind of guy, and he's getting some run because he already's doing that Taco Bell commercial where he's running to the border with the bong there. So tonight's NBA draft. Tomorrow, by the way, Ryan McDonough, former NFL, NBA GM, we'll break it down with him after the fact, and Harmon will preview it at 1:30. It's the Whip Around, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Today is June 23rd. This day in sports history. You like the boxing, don't you there, Vinny Serrato?
Yeah,
especially championship stuff. 1969, Madison Square Garden. Smokin' Joe Frazier defended his heavyweight championship. Jerry Quarry, one of Ed Norris's all-time Irish Jerry Quarry. He got all busted up, was cut, which is what he was prone to do. Tough as nails fighter, but they had to stop the fight. So Jerry Quarry loses to Smokin' Joe on this day, Madison Square Garden. 1969, Orioles 1976, Memorial Stadium. Bobby Grich, two-run bomb. Bottom of the 10th inning as the Orioles beat the Red Sox 3-2. Jim Palmer, complete game. That means he pitched 10 innings to pick up his ninth win on his way to his third Cy Young. Reggie Jackson for the Orioles, 2-for-4 with a ribby. 1979 on this date, Orioles sweep a doubleheader from the Tigers, 8-6 in game one. Eddie Murray, three-run walk-off in the bottom of the ninth. Game two, Kiko Garcia was 3-for-5, two ribbies. Sweet swing, Kenny Singleton had two. And Al Bunbury was 2-for-4, two runs scored. So the Orioles on their way to the American League's championship sweep the Tigers at Memorial Stadium in Cleveland, 1982. Cal Ripken, 2-for-4 with a homer and two ribbies. Eddie Murray had a ribby. Jim Palmer gets the win as the Orioles beat the Tribe 3-1. And on this day, because we all have to do an Orioles score where Norman was actually alive over there, 2014, Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Orioles are down a run, bottom of the ninth. And then Chris Davis comes to the plate, hits a three-run jack, and the Orioles walk it off over the White Sox, 6-4. Jonesy and Caleb Joseph also go yard. Brad Brock gets the win. And on this day in 1971, Major League Baseball, Riverfront Stadium, Cincinnati, one of the best individual performances in the history of baseball took place.
There's a well-hit ball deep left field. That might go. It is a home run for Rick Wise, his second of the game. His fourth home run of the year, and what a story this is.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing a line drive, he did it! Vukovic made the grab, Wise has done it! A no-hit, no-run game. Throws with a line drive to Vukovic, it's all over. Rick Wise has just pitched a no-hitter.
That's the great Harry Callis.
That was good.
On the call, as Rick Wise, then of the Phillies, hits two homers, and throws a no-hitter. I mean, when you talk about one game where you're the man, that's the guy. Phillies beat the Reds 4-0. Losing pitcher for Cincinnati that night, Ross Grimsley. In his rookie season, dropped a 4-3 on the year. Rick Wise, after the year, was traded to the from the Phillies to the Cardinals for Steve Carlton.
Wow.
And I think you can do your research to find out who got the better of that trade in the long run. But on this night, 1971, Rick Wise, one of the great individual performances in the history of baseball. Shifting gears to football, Bengals in particular, Charlie Goldsmith, Cincinnati Inquirer, next here on The Fan.
The latest sports news and your place to talk about it. Always. 105.7 The Fan.
Break it down the AFC North. And then eventually get to the Ravens' schedule of 2022 as we prepare you for training camp 2022. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Total Request Thursday at Zeppelin. Chosen by the people, joining us to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals defending AFC. Forget about the division. They're the defending AFC champions. Covers them for the Cincinnati Inquirer. Let's welcome back to the show, Charlie Goldsmith. Charlie, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
How's everything going?
Everything's going all right. And for the Bengals, when you achieve that level of success, as unexpected as it may have been, it was success nonetheless. A lot of demands are asked of your time, and we like to call it the rubber chicken circuit, where you're out there doing dinners and speaking and all of the fun stuff that goes along with it. Any warning signs that that could be an issue, the always exciting Super Bowl hangover?
Well, I guess that's the whole point of having a Joe Burrow-led team, and the Bengals have really stressed the fact that their leadership core is a group of people who have either won at a high level in college and repeated that, guys like T. Higgins, guys like Captain Sam Hubbard, who went to Ohio State, guys like Burrow and Chase, who had consecutive successful years. And then in the NFL as well, they have a bunch of former Saints, some former Cowboys, some former Steelers on the team who know what it takes to have a very good season and then try to exceed those expectations the following year. And they brought in a bunch of free agents as well who obviously didn't experience that last season, and they're bringing in kind of that new wave mentality that hopefully for them can help them avoid any sort of hangover.
And Charlie, when we talk about the Bengals, winning the AFC, winning the North, ahead of schedule, I guess, do the players, coaches take offense to that analysis of it, where, hey, when you talked about who was going to win the division a year ago, I was Ravens, Steelers, Browns had made the playoffs, Cincinnati's going to finish last. They wound up spanking the Ravens and Steelers twice on their way to the title. Were they offended by that? What do you mean we were the winning ahead of schedule? We knew this was going to happen all along.
If you pose the question to them like that, they'd probably take some offense to it, but they were ahead of schedule, and they truly believed they were ahead of schedule too. One of my defining memories of the season is last year the Bengals came to Baltimore. You probably remember Bengals kind of picked up a blowout win that put them on the map. And during that game on the sideline, there was literally a conversation Burrow had with his receivers after the starters had been pulled. He said, man, if we can win this division, we can win it all. And he says that was the moment he realized that the Bengals probably should up their expectations for the 2021 season. That conversation also a sign that maybe they weren't entering the year with Super Bowl as their goal. This year, though, that's completely different. That's the expectation and the standard they've set.
Charlie, what did they look like, at the mini camps and OTAs? Were they pleased with all the pieces they had, especially the O-line and Dax Hill?
So how they looked at minicamp was very hard to tell because the Bengals do as little. Well, the Bengals didn't even have a minicamp, actually. They only had optional OTAs. They had fewer organized practices than any other NFL team. They're prioritizing rest, recovery, and the mental side of preparation at this time of year. But, yes, they are very excited about the line being specifically the difference maker. From what I've heard, the improved talent they have there is allowing them to install different types of concepts, more creative concepts into their offense because they have more margin for error on the line to work with. So overall, that was one of the big themes on the field for OTAs, even though there really wasn't much to see in terms of competition.
What holes do they still have?
The big one would be interior pass rush. They gave a backup defensive tackle last year, B.J. Hill, someone who really broke onto the scene with 5.5 sacks, kind of in a platoon role with Larry Ogunjobi. But he really is their only pass rusher up the middle. And, I mean, you guys know Calais Campbell. You see in the AFC North with Stephen Tuitt when he was in Pittsburgh how crucial that spot is. They're pretty weak there. Left guard is a massive question mark. Jack Conkarman has had some off-field issues over the last 2 years. And he'll compete a fourth-round pick for a starting spot week one. So overall, those are pretty unsettled in terms of where they're going to get their interior pass rush and then how they're going to protect themselves from interior pass rushers on the left side.
Now, they got the first-place schedule, this coming season, so things are going to be more difficult. Do you see them having a better record than they did last year, at 10-7 and winning the division?
I think 10-7 would be right where I would predict them at right now. Schedule's tough. I do think they're a better team than they were last year. Kind of the hidden story of last season was for the first half the entire year, Burrow couldn't do anything outside the pocket. He was recovering from his ACL injury. Then once he crossed that barrier and they let him do that. The playbook opened up, and the Bengals statistically were one of the best offenses in all of football, and Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks in all of football. So I think the most realistic expectation is that they play better over the entire course of the season, but maybe the schedule catches up to them, the luck catches up to them, so the record doesn't improve. But I do think they are a better team than they were at this point last year.
Do you think they repeat as North champions?
I go back and forth every day between the Bengals and I look at what the Ravens have done in that secondary and how teams with safety duos, like, for example, the Broncos last year, have given the Bengals troubles in the past. You know, both teams have different X factors that I think it'll come down to. Right now, I'd probably give the Bengals a leg up because, you know, maybe this will sound controversial. I do think Burrow's the better quarterback and is going to have the better season compared to Lamar Jackson. I'd probably have that as the tiebreaker right now, but those certainly, to me, are the top two teams in the division.
For the love of God, Charlie Goldsmith, you say that on a Baltimore radio station, Joe Burrow, better year than Lamar Jackson. I'm joking, by the way. Vinny would actually take Joe Burrow over Lamar Jackson. He won't 100% commit to it, but he had said that. Yep. I think Lamar Jackson's going to be one of the MVP candidates of this season. Then again, I'm usually wrong. Charlie Goldsmith covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer. Charlie, appreciate the time. Enjoy what's left of your offseason, and we'll talk to you, obviously, as we get closer to training camp.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Charlie.
There's Charlie Goldsmith bringing the heat. Said this might be a controversial, but most national pundits are kind of thinking that same way, too.
Well, I would say this, Bob. I would say...
Who was it put Burrow yesterday? It was Orlovsky.
Yeah. But, you know, like, for the national people, there hadn't been much talk of the Bengals. You know, I thought it's been kind of quiet for a team that went to the Super Bowl.
Maybe people view them as a lucky Super Bowl team last year.
Or maybe just because we're here in Baltimore and there's so much stuff going on with
Lamar. Ravens have their own problems happening here. But you look at Buffalo Kansas City. People are riding that Charger bandwagon in a big way.
Every year.
So I'm more sold on Cincinnati than I am on the Chargers.
We were Indy last year, too.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse with Nolan McGraw. News from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Let's count some late week money by yourself. John Mioli, maximizing playoff odds. Covered the Orioles for many years for the Baltimore Sun. Now is the newsletter, and we'll find out what's happening down on the farm with the birds and get his impressions of what he has seen so far at the Major League level. Orioles are what, 31-39 off to Chicago? Take it on the White Sox. White Sox decimated by injuries, but still fancy themselves as playoff contenders.
Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Odyssey Sports Minute, sponsored by Mako. Uh-oh, better get Mako. Visit Mako.com to book an appointment today. John Cooper's reach last night that the game-winning goal shouldn't have counted because of six men on the ice is a sign of desperation for Tampa Bay. The Bolts are down to their last out against a superior Avs team, and Cooper knows it. This is Damon Amendolara.
Take the Fan with you everywhere. With the Odyssey app. Download it today. Sponsored by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
So in life, throws you uh-ohs. Just say, better get Mako.
And visit the paint and auto body experts at Mako today.
Summer is in full swing, and the deals are heating up at Lowe's. Shop our 4th of July savings, where you'll find everything you need for your summer gatherings. Get party ready with select patio and seasonal decor, now up to 40% off. And spark those summer cookouts with our special buy Master Forge grill for just $128, valued at $169. Find more savings this 4th of July at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid 623 through 76 while supplies last.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors. Gorilla Glue, of course. Gorilla Glue is incredibly strong, 100% waterproof, and bonds virtually everything. Gorilla Glue, for the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
You can pick up a large two-topping pizza for just $10.99 at Papa John's. I'm on my way right now. I think I can smell my pizza cooking. I picked up my pizza, and now I'm picking off a couple pepperonis to eat on the way home. Thank you, Papa John's.
Now's the time to reserve your new Toyota. Contact your local dealer online or in person to get started. Your new Toyota will be ready sooner than you think. Toyota, let's go places.
My brother Denny said, for $99, we better be doing something supreme.
So that's when my brother Alex said, we're doing more than just an ordinary AC tune-up.
Introducing the Supreme Service Today Clean and Check.
Cleaning the parts that got dirty.
Checking the parts that could break down.
Then we guarantee no breakdowns for an entire year.
Supreme Service Today, $99 Clean and Check.
Schedule now at SupremeServiceToday.com.
Tell them my brother sent you.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-978-5309 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-978-5309. That's 800-978-5309. What do you have to lose? Call 800-978-5309. Again, 800-978-5309.
The smoke is back at Church's. Our $6 Smokehouse Chicken Meal is a juicy half chicken served with mashed potatoes and a honey butter biscuit. All that for just $6, but not for long. Church's, welcome to the great state of flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return.
Napa Know How.
Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday. You pick the songs at 410-583-1057. Oh, man, this is an old one. Who's it, Gordon Lightfoot?
You got it.
Sundown?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I think I was single digits when this song came out.
What year was this? No idea.
Oh, Norm, Google's your friend.
74, man.
There you go. I was 9. I remember this one. This is a big hit.
I was in 10th grade.
Yeah, Gordon Lightfoot had a couple of happening tunes, yeah. And this is one of them. I doubt he has enough to energize a fan base to vote for him for Featured Artist Friday.
I wouldn't think.
I'm trying to think. There was
There
was a song about a boat, the Edmund Fitzgerald, I believe, and that's kind of all I can do with the Gordon Lightfoot, whatever. I can't even say his name anymore. Lightfoot discography. But if you can, I don't want to encourage you. Right? No encouraging of the voters. You can pick what you want, but you know, we prefer things that we may have heard of a little bit more than others. Nolan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Interesting night in the McGraw household last night.
Oh, yeah,
I was waiting to tell you guys this story.
I could tell. I mean, you're just banging down the door waiting to get on the microphone.
So earlier this week, my parents' house, a bunch of people in the neighborhood are getting their driveways redone. So we weren't initially planning on doing it, but you jump on the bandwagon while they're in the neighborhood, you know, get a little discount when you get as many people in. So the driveway's all torn up. It's just gravel and rubble, rock. A couple days go by. Last night, rainstorm. Rain covering what was the driveway, obviously, seeping down into, you know, the ground there. And we had a major flooding incident in our basement.
Oh.
At its worst, the storage area under the garage which where most of the leaking was taking place, 5 inches.
Oof, oh, that's bad.
Pulled up water. It was well up to my ankles.
In your basement?
Mm-hmm.
Is your basement carpeted?
It was like this one portion of the room. So it was partially concrete, and then it was like industrial carpet, which we're probably going to tear up at this point.
I don't want to sound like I know what I'm talking about, but it didn't get in the drywall and all that stuff, right?
Because
then you got to worry about the mold issues there.
But luckily, nothing of value lost. We did clear a lot of junk out of there in the past couple of years, which helped. But we just had 1 5-gallon shop vac, and I must have made, 30 to 40 trips.
5 inches of water is a pretty significant amount. I'm looking at the trim here, which is about 5 inches. That's I would have been running volcano hot if that would have happened to me. Were you running hot? You don't seem to run hot.
I was stunned it was happening.
You were just kind of there, just making it happen.
Did anybody help you?
Well, it was the three of us, mom, dad, and myself. We made a good team. I will say we kept our cool. Things were a little dicey in the beginning, but ended up only taking a little under 2 hours to get it all settled.
What time was this after you got back from Pickles?
We actually didn't notice it. The rain started maybe 9:30, somewhere between 9:30 and 10, and then we didn't notice it until it got really bad. It went down. We run dehumidifiers down there because it's a normal basement. So my dad went down to check on that and empty the tank, and he steps in this giant puddle. And he's like, oh my God, please tell me it's just the dehumidifier that broke and leaked. Turned on the light. We got a full swimming pool down there.
Well, damn. I feel bad for you. I thought the interesting story was going to take more of a happier twist, but it is what it is. And are you getting your driveway repaved?
Tomorrow, apparently. That's what I'm saying. When are they going to come and redo this?
Vermont, I understand it. That ain't cheap.
No.
All that asphalt, that's not a cheap proposition.
Not a huge driveway.
But still, that's not a
I wanted to redo mine, and it was too expensive.
Yeah. So
I wanted to make it wider, because we have a basketball. Saturday.
Yeah, more space.
Yeah.
Well, I feel bad for your basement there, Norm, because I've lived that flooding before, and not to that level, but it sucks. And Mother Nature don't mess around.
Surprised we cleaned it up as quickly as we did.
Well, let's transition the best we can to the fun house.
Yeah.
Quick draws, fun house. The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Got a nice one here on Tony Siragusa saying that he was the star of Hard Knocks. Even to this day, I don't think any player that's been featured on that show has been as entertaining as he was in that first season.
He was crazy, him and Shannon Sharp. That was Todd Heap's rookie year. Young Heap with his young bride. I like Brian Billick laying in his hammock with the book all over his chest, not knowing he was being filmed. That was the first Hard Knocks, and hard to believe, that was 21 years ago.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, one thing about Siragusa, he didn't look good in the uniform.
Didn't highlight his features physically.
Looked good in the Mickey Mouse shirt, though.
Yes, he did. He looked good stomping on Rich Gannon, that's for sure.
Yeah. This one here saying, no doubt more pressure on the Ravens now with this unfortunate Ferguson situation. I think now you do go out and try to get JPP and Houston, both of them.
If you got the money for it, I wouldn't argue.
Glenn in Parkville says it's probably redundant to say, but it's been so fun to watch Austin Hayes play baseball. Stat line yesterday was great, but it's also the little things. I hope he starts getting his name out there in the national media.
Well, Orioles are going to have at least one all-star representative. I think Jorge Lopez. Relievers, pitchers probably get the nod because the starters in the olden days, starting pitcher of the All-Star game would go 3 innings. And then the guys that were replaced would pitch 2. Now, every pitcher on the roster gets to throw the ball. So Lopey would probably have the inside track if the Orioles only get one. But Hayes, he's the only Oriole to finish in the top 20 in the initial voting. So people out there are noticing. They're just not fans outside of Baltimore right now.
One more here from Mike says, it wouldn't break my heart with the corner outfielders we have coming up through the minor leagues if Cedric Mullins is the one that gets traded at the deadline this year, and then you move Austin Hayes to center field permanently.
How quickly we forget.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, 30-30,
yeah.
Only Oriole ever to do it. Now we're getting ready to unload him at the trade deadline. I think because the Orioles still have him under semi-controllable financial terms, not saying anything's impossible, but Santander has long been assumed to be the guy. Kyle Stowers got plunked a couple of days ago in the ribs, so he's day-to-day down on the farm. Because Stowers, we assume, because we saw him in Toronto,
yep,
would be the next outfielder up if someone was, in fact, traded away. But Mullins on the move, again, nothing shocking in the world of Oriole baseball when it comes to unloading.
I would say the only way, Bob, is if you get the offer that you want.
Yeah. Who's on it? Before we get, I know we're running a little behind here, and I know clock integrity is very important at Odyssey, but who's untouchable?
Rutschman.
Right. Mountcastle. Close.
Yeah.
Hazy.
Well,
and then everyone else, we're open for business.
Let me just say
that kind of thing.
If I'm Elias, I'm listening, because if, say for Mountcastle, if somebody gave me that kind of deal, I got to take a look.
But at what point are you in stop acquiring prospect mode into, hey, let's bring in guys that are going to help us like this year mode? I don't know if trading Mountcastle helps that cause.
No, that would not. Unless you're getting a boatload, you're getting an offer that you can't refuse.
Yeah. No one's really untouchable outside of, I guess, Rutschman, but outside of 3-4 players, maybe everyone else.
Gunnar
Henderson,
we're listening. I wouldn't.
I'm talking about major league roster. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, news for the Nats, going to talk to Ravens, and then hopefully at 12:15, talk some money. And we'll talk about the Birds of Baltimore with John Mioli. What's going on? How does he see the rebuild as it's progressing more towards positivity? We'll talk about that at 12:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.